I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the os and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do 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 ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is nachos. My dentist, Gabriela, is from Mexico. She is a pretty woman with a worldview that is equal parts sarcastic and pacific, a winning combination in my book. She also loves all things food and cooking related. I am convinced that many folks in the medical profession are the most avid in these. Perhaps this stems from a keen sense of physiology and nature in general. Whatever the reason, when I am in her chair, we talk food. Our conversation begins nearly immediately as to what or where each of us has eaten or shopped lately. We don't waste a lot of time with what we didn't like. Our routine is more about helping one another find the best of South Florida. She is a pescatarian, by the way, who admits to allowing just the smallest amount of bacon or chorizo in her food. I love that inconsistency in her. She justifies it by telling me that is where the umami flavors are kept. I am down with that, omnivore that I am. After the painkillers set in, and she and her nurse get to drilling and such, the conversation becomes nearly one-sided, and my responses become comically garbled. Soon I am left with only a grunt or head shakes up and down or side to side. I wonder if she gets a kick out of this. After we were done on my very first visit, she told me of her favorite Mexican restaurant in the area. Now we go there routinely after the drill sessions. I have come to realize how much texture plays into Mexican cookery after these visits, and what I order can be affected on whether the hour with my dentist was rough or not bad at all. It was a gentle visit my last time, and so I took the window of opportunity and had the crispy nachos. They came topped with the traditional things, and while they were good, I immediately began to think how I would have made them a bit differently. Gabriela would be perplexed by my digressions on various classic Mexican dishes and the long traditions many are prized for, but nachos don't actually fall into that camp. The fact is, they haven't been around all that long. Even though millions are served weekly from Amsterdam to Brazil, the first nachos ever served were done so in the Mexican border town of Piedras Negras, just over the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. It was there that the chef of the old Victory Club, one Ignacio Nacho Anaya, created the first version of nachos in 1943 to some ladies who were on a shopping trip in town. His were made with corn chips, jalapenos, and shredded cheddar cheese melted over the top. It was an era before the fully loaded nachos were born. Nowadays, we are offered nachos with black beans, chili, chorizo, guacamole, sour cream, olives, chopped tomatoes, and even more. In Memphis, you can get nachos with barbecue. In my third cookbook, New World Cuisine, I offered a version topped with chicken I marinated in mojo and roasted that has its admirers. Though I know my dentist, Gabriela, will not have it with chicken. Soon I will be back and talking food with her, and afterward I know I will be hungry. I just hope I won't be opting for a soft tamale. I hope I am cleared for some crunchy, crispy nachos. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.